Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Pei Tes, the top line of Daf Pei Tes and Aleph, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us, Kol Tadim and Chaveir, Kredim is Chaveir, and when we have multiple Karbonis to bring, then whichever one is more Tadir and brought more often than next Karbon would be brought first. And the Mishnah goes through examples as Hatamidim Kredim Musafim, the Karbon Tamin, which is brought every single day, would take precedence over the Karbon Musaf, which is only brought once in a while. And for example, on Reish Chodesh, one would bring the Karbon Tamid, and only after bringing the Karbon Tamid would we bring the Karbon Musaf. The Mishnah continues that since Reish Chodesh only comes once a month, and Musfei Shabbos are brought every single week, therefore if Reish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, then Musfei Shabbos Kredim Musfei Reish Chodesh, that the Musfei Shabbos would take precedence over the Musfei Reish Chodesh. Therefore on Shabbos, the Karbon Tamid would be brought first, and then the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos, and then the Karbon Musaf of Reish Chodesh. The Mishnah continues that since Rosh Hashanah only comes once a year, so Musfei Reish Chodesh Kredim Musfei Reish Hashanah, so the Musaf Reish Chodesh take precedence over the Musaf Reish Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Shabbos, so the order of Karbonis would be the Karbon Tamid, then the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos, then the Karbon Musaf Reish Chodesh, finally the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah now brings in Makar that Tadir is Kredil Mashainu Tadir, Shenem as the Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, Benegay the Karbonis of Pesach states, Milvad Ilus Abeka Shalom Ilus Atomid Tasu as Eila. And the Mashmais of the Pasuk is that aside from the Karbon Tamid that was already brought, we should now bring the Karbon Musaf of Pesach, and as Rashi states that when the pasuk states milvad ilus habeika, so asuya kvar mashma almo tmidin kadmi lemusafim. Our Gemara now begins minolon that what is the makar that tadir v'shein tadir tadir kaidim. Gemara immediately asks minolon that how could he ask what is the makar? Could it come a time milvad ilus habeika? The Mishnah specifically told us that the makar is from the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas that states milvad ilus habeika, and we see that the tamid takes precedence over the karbon musaf of Pesach. The Gemara explains that the actual question of the Gemara was that although certainly we would know that the Karbon Tamid takes precedence over Karbon Musaf, as the Pasuk tells us, however, Dilma, Tmidim Hein, the Karbon Musaf, and Meshum the Tadiri, possibly the only time that Tadir is Mechadish to us, that Tadir Vashayn, Tadir, Tadir Kodim, is only in a similar scenario to a Karbon Tamid and a Karbon Musaf, where the Karbon Tamid comes a lot more often than a Karbon Musaf, and therefore the Din of Tadir Vashayn, Tadir would apply, however, Musaf and Musaf and Minolan, and the Gemara's question was, how do we know that when we have two Karbonis Musafim, that one is not much more Tadir than the other, that we would still apply the din of Tadir Shein to Tadir, Tadir Kledim. The Gemara responds, Amar Bilay, the Amakra, as the next Pasuk in Pashas Pincha states, Ke'ila Tasu Layoim, Shivas Yabim, Lechem, Ishe Reich Nichech Lashem, Al Ila Satamid Ye Osav in the sky. And the Pasuk is telling us that the Karbon Musaf that we spoke about regarding Pesach is not only done on the first day of Pesach, but is done on all 7 days of Pesach. And we learn out, Ila Ke'ila, all the dinim that applied to the previous Karbon Musaf would also apply to the rest of the Karbonis Musafim. Not only does the Karbon Tamid take precedence over the Karbon Musaf of Pesach, the din of Tadir v'Shein Tadir would apply to all Karbonis Musafim of Pesach, since we know that certainly one day of Pesach will be on Shabbos, so the din of Tadir v'Shein Tadir would apply on that day as well, and the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos would take precedence over the Karbon Musaf of Pesach. Ayin Rashi ke'ilu tasu basahu krod milvad ilus habayka tasu es eilu ksiv ke'ilu tasu mashma k'seid shematilcha ke'ilu shemaylu shatadir koidem. Kach say the Musafim, Shem Yeh Shnei Musafim, Kegoyim B'Shabbos Shabbateich HaRegel, Yehei Atadir Koidem. The Gemara continues and is, V'hai Mibayle L'Gufei, that L'Chayr, this Pasuk of Ke'ilu Tassu L'Yoyim, Shivas Yomim, is needed to teach us, not only do we bring a Karbon Musaf on the first day of Pesach, but the Karbon Musaf is brought on all 7 days of Pesach. In Pashas Pinchas, in Perich of Ches, Pasuk Yutes, through Pasuk of Beis, Sukkim teach us about the Karbon Musaf of Pesach, since Pasuk Yutches talks about the first day of Pesach, so it will be Mashmar that the Karbon Musaf was only brought on the first day of Pesach, and as the Pesukim state, by Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Kol Melech Zavidu Leisasu, and then the Pesukim talk about the Karbon Musaf of Pesach, and the Pesukim continue, V'kraftem Ishe Eilu Laich Shem Par Bnei Boka Shnayim Va'eil Echa V'shivach Vasa Bnei Shana Tumim Yim Yiyu Lachem U'min Chasim Selus Blu L'Bashem Ben Shleish Asrein Lapar U'shnei Asrein La'eil Tasu Yisar Nisar Ntasa L'Kevus Echa L'Shivas Akvasim U'sir Chatzis Echa L'Chapa Aleichem. And finally the Pasuk tells us, Novad Ilus Habika Shalo Ilus Atam U'tasu Isigla. And then the Pasuk states, Ke'ilu Tasu L'Yoyim Shavas Yomim, in order to teach us that the Karbon Musaf is not only brought on the first day of Pesach, but it's also brought on all 7 days of Pesach. However, the Gemara responds that if we would only want to teach you that you have to bring the Karbon Musaf on all 7 days of Pesach, Im Kein Nichtav Ilu Tasu L'Yoyim, that if so, the Pasuk could have just stated, Ilu Tasu L'Yoyim Shavas Yomim, and didn't have to say, Ke'ilu Tasu L'Yoyim Shavas Yomim, and by the fact that Torah used Lashon Ke'ilu, the Pasuk is not only teaching us the Karbon Musaf was brought on all 7 days of Pesach, But it's also teaching us that the din of Tadir applies to two Karbonis Musafim as well. But the Gemara continues and is bothered that the Torah had to write the word Keila as Ikasav of Eilu Tassel Yom Shivas Yomim have Mina Eilu Shivas Yomim. If the Torah would have just written Eilu Tassel Yom Shivas Yomim, so we may have thought that the Torah is telling us that the Karbon Musaf that we spoke about previously, the Torah taught us that we bring Shiva Kvasim B'nei Shana. So one would have thought that the Torah is now teaching us that you shouldn't bring all seven Kvasim on one day and on the first day of Pesach, and instead you should spread out all the Kvasim, and only one Keves should be brought on each day of Pesach. Maybe that's why the Torah had to say Ka'ila, in order to teach us that the exact same carbon that is brought on the first day of Pesach is brought on all 7 days of Pesach. But the Gemara responds that this is not a question, as Eilu Yomtziv, even if the Pasuk wouldn't have stated Ka'ila, would still understand that the Torah is telling us that the same Karbonis that the Torah taught us should be brought on the first day of Pesach should be brought on all 7 days of Pesach. Rashi explains that we will break up the Pasuk as follows, that the Pasuk would tell us Eilu Tassel Yom, that all these Karbonis that we just mentioned, including the Shiva Kvasim, should be brought on the first day of Pesach. Therefore, the word Ka'ila is extra, and it comes to teach us that the Din of Tadir applies even to two Musafim. But the Gemara is still bothered by Kati Eima Eilu Yom, Avu Shah Yom Eilu Yodana Kama. Certainly, if the Pasuk would just state Eilu Tassel Yom Shivas Yomim, we would think to break up the Pasuk as follows, that Eilu Yom, that all the Karbonis that we previously mentioned should be brought as the Karbon Musaf on the first day of Pesach. And then the Pasuk also tells us that there should be Karbonis Musafim on the rest of the days of Pesach, and as the Pasuk states, Shivas Yomim Isherech Nichayach Lashem. However, at that point, we would not know what Karbonis we would actually bring on the rest of the days of Pesach. Therefore, the Pasuk has to tell us, Ke'elu Tassel Yom Shivas Yomim, all the Karbonis that we just mentioned that are brought as the Karbon Musaf on the first day of Pesach are the same exact Karbonis that are brought on the rest of the days of Pesach. As Rashi states, Eilu Yom Liyom Rishoyin, V'hodik Siv Zayin Yom Isherech Nichayach Lashem, V'lo Yedana Kama, L'hochi Itzruch Ke'elu Dal Koch Me'ashto Tukim Tassel Yom Ashay Yomi. And if so, the word Ke'elu is not extra, and how do we know that the din of Tadir v'shein Tadir applies to two Musafim as well? And the Gemara brings two Terutim as number one, Amakra Tasu, Shiyu Kol Asuya Shavais. We still would not need the word Ke'ila, even if the Pasuk would state Eilu Tasu Layoim, we would also learn that these same Kabbonis should be done on all 7 days of Pesach. Therefore, the word Ke'ila is extra in order to teach us that the din of Tadir v'shein Tadir applies to two Musafim as well. The Gemara continues and brings a second explanation, as Abaye explains, Migufa de Kra, that we actually learned that the din of Tadir v'shein Tadir doesn't only apply where something is much more Tadir than its friend. It doesn't only apply to the case of a Karbon Tamid and a Karbon Musaf, but it even applies to two Karbonis Musafim. One is not much more frequent than the other. The original Pasuk that was brought in our Mishnah, as the Mishnah brought the Pasuk of Mavada Ilus HaBika Shelo Ilus HaTamid Tasu Esela, even though the Gemara was bothered that maybe this Pasuk is only talking about a Karbon Tamid and a Karbon Musaf, and how do we know that this didn't apply to two Karbonis Musafim as well? And Abaye explains, as Imkain Le Makra Milvad Ilus HaBika V'Tishtoik, as if the Torah only wanted to teach us a din, but the gay Karbon Tamid and a Karbon Musaf, and the Pasuk could have just stated Milvad Ilus HaBika Tasu Esela, and we would understand that the Karbon Tamid, which is the Ilus HaBika, takes precedence over the Karbon Musaf. Now Shelo Ilus HaTamid Lamli, and why did the Pasuk have to continue and tell us that the Ilus HaBika is the Ilus HaTamid? And certainly this is a Dover Pashut, and we all know that. And as Rashi states, Shelo Ilus HaTamid Lamli Pshita the Ilus HaBika Ilus HaTamidi. Therefore, Abaye explains Lameima Dahachta Dira Tiktaim, that the Pasuk is telling us that the reason why the Ilus HaBika takes precedence over the Karbon Musaf is because it's more Tadir. Therefore, we learn that anything that's more Tadir than its friend would also take precedence. And as Rashi states, El Talacha Tamak Tamasa Betadiris Kadesha Tilmud Lashat Tadirin Shiakdimu the Meshum Higufa Lamal Lufushe Taima. Since the Torah already specified that the Karbon Tamid comes before the Karbon Musaf, so the Torah really didn't have to give any reason why the Karbon Tamid takes precedence over the Karbon Musaf, and it could have been Xeris HaKosav. However, now that the Torah tells us that the reason why it takes precedence is because it's the Ilus HaTamid, so therefore we see that there's a din of Tadav Shein Tadir. This din applies to all scenarios. And Ayin and Rashi Mesechtes Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph, where he brings the Teretz of Abaye when explaining our Gemara, and as he states, Milvad Ilus HaBika Milvad Mashma La'achas Shekraft Matamid Takriva Musafim because the Shina Nashelo Ilus HaTamid Kroy Zera Lemelu the Pishvil Shi Tamid Hikdima Kosev Umikanat and Lamid L'chol Atmidin. And similarly, Ayin Rashbam Mesechtes Pesachim on Daf Kufu Dalid Ayin the first Taisus in the Perek where Taisus bothered since our Mishnah just taught us that we know that the Karbon Tamid comes before the Karbon Musaf, so why is it that the Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim tells us Minayin Shle Yedav Kleidim LaTamid Shenema Ilo Ilu Mishena and Lamali Tepkul Mehacha? In the middle of Taisus states V'Yishlema the limit of Ha'ilah, Ha'ilu Rishena, is only Lakdomas Haktara, the Baktara Ayri, and Vikra de Hacha, Lakdomas Shchita, the Taso Hasela, Asiya de Dam Ayri. Taisis continues to ask questions on this answer. Taisis brings two lines before the wide lines of Taisis, Umefarash Rabbeinu Chaim, at the Pasuk of Ha'ilah, Ha'ilu Rishena, Itzrech, Lechavitin, Mikolatod, Mechavera, Koydim Eschavera, Loy Asi, as the Chavitin come as often as the Karban Tamid, as they are both brought every single day. Therefore, the Torah teaches us that even though the Karban Tamid is not more Tadid than the Chavitin, however, the Tamid comes prior to the Chavitin, as the Pasuk states, Ha'ilah, Ha'ilu Rishena. Let's keep in mind that not only does the din of Tadid, Shena, Tadid, Tadid, Kaidim teach us that the din of precedence of one Karban over another, for example, where one has both Karbanais and there's a Shaila which one to go first, so the din of Tadid, Shena, Tadid tells us to do the Tadid first, but this din also applies to a case where we only have one Behemah. There's now a question as to which Karban should be brought and the other Karban should not be brought at all. So the din of Tadav Shena Tadav teaches us that we should bring the Karban that is more Tadir and the other one we will not bring at all. And keep in mind that this din of Tadav Shena Tadir doesn't only apply to Karbanais, but applies to other mitzvahs as well. And let us continue with the next Mishnah, that just like we saw a din by the gay precedence of called Tadav Mechaveri, Kaidim Eschaveri, so the Mishnah now teaches us that in cases where we don't have a din of Tadir, so there's other ways to figure out which Karban should take precedence over the other. And as our Mishnah continues, called Mekudish Mechaveri, Kaidim Eschaveri, that any Karban that is more Kaddish than his friend will take precedence over the other. Rashi explains, that even though that we don't have different levels of Kedusha necessarily, however, there's one aspect of a Karban that is more superior than the other. The Mishnah will now bring multiple examples, and the Mishnah begins in a case where you have a Karban Chatas and a Karban Oila that was already Nishchat, and we now have a question as to the Matanas Adam and which one should take precedence over the other. So the Mishnah teaches us, Dama Chatas, that the Dama Chatas would take precedence over the Dama Ula because the Dama Chatas is Miratza. And as Rashi states, Dama Chatas, Dama Ula, the reason is because the Dama Chatas is Miratza, as Mechapel, Chai Bekrisis, Tzrichim Ritzu Gadol, and Rashi is coming to Bavon, even though the Karban Ula is also Mechaper, as it's Mechaper and Chai VSA, however, Karban Chatas is Miratza Ritzu Gadol, as it's Mechaper and Chai Bekrisis. The Mishnah continues, that although B'negir Dam Chatas and Dam Ila, Dam Chatas takes precedence. However, if there would be a case where someone already did Shchita of a Karban Chatas and a Karban Ila, and already performed the Matanis of the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ila, and now it has to be Makta Devarim on the Mizbeach, and there's now a Shaila, which one takes precedence? The Mishnah teaches us that the din in this case is exactly the opposite. That the Varim of the Ila would take precedence over the Emurim of the Chatas, because as we know, all of the Ila goes on a Mizbeach, and it's Kulei Kolol, and since there's an aspect of Kedusha by an Ula that is more than a Chatas, therefore the Haktara of its Evarim takes precedence over the Haktara of the Emurim of the Karban Chatas, and as Rashi states, Vitzad Riba Kedusha, who's Zelim Mizbeach, the Mishnah continues, Chatas Kedemis La'asham, and Pesha Dominitin La'dal Kronois, Ba'ali Yasaid, that a Karban Chatas takes precedence over a Karban Asham, as there's an aspect of Kedusha by a Karban Chatas that we don't find by a Karban Asham, as there are four Matanais that are done for a Karban Chatas, and they are done on the Kronis of Mizbeach, while the Zrikas Adam and the Karban Asham is done Shtaim Shein Abba, and it's done L'mat Mechut HaSikra. And in addition, the Torah specifically tells us any remaining Dam of the Karban Chatas has to be poured on the Yisrael Mizbeach, although the Shiuri Adam of the Karban Asham is also poured on the Yisrael Mizbeach. However, this din is not specifically told to us B'negei Karban Asham, and the Shita who is bothered on this Pshat of Rashi as V'kosha D'hola Elba Perek Beisham Emuchach Behedya, the Asham Tarn Shpich HaShirayim Liyisayid, and v'chitei medlei nemru ratzalei medlei nemru behedya ma'abakach mikal mokah misnoh bei and mali yeser midrasha oydechsiv bei behedya as loy kopid el almay diyesh bezeh tfei bezeh. Therefore, the Shita explains the kachnira the loy yor time lemilsei el midom anitin al kronois aval yisoyed isi nami ba'asham. And the Shita continues and is bothered bim toimar im kein amay omar val yisoyed kivin de isi ba'asham and yesh loy medahochi koma chadetz mekudeshev ma'asham in place yedom anitin al kronois v'gam kein utorin shvich that a chatas requires shvichas shirayim al yisoid, just like the asham. And certainly this pshat of the shita is a bit dachok, as lemaisa certainly it's more pashut to us that there's a din of shvichas shirayim by a karban chatas more so than by a karban asham v'tzarech biyah. And possibly we could explain that the Gemara is teaching us that there's an aspect of kedusha kosher by a korban chatos, and since the blood is done through matanis adam, so there will always be blood that's left over in order to do shpicha shirayim. Since matanis adam of a korban osham is done through zrika, so it's always a possibility that there won't be any dam left over in order to have leftover dam to do shpicha shirayim. Before we continue, let us see tesis at the top of that pei tesam beis. The maskel dam chatos kedum dam ilum plishum ratza. Tesis points out that hodlei koma taima mishum shadam nitra dal kona is kedu koma gabi osham. And just like we just mentioned, the difference between a korban chatos and a korban osham, but kiven a dam ilu asim ikoyach kolol kedu amu gvara leisogu b'taima da abu kona is ayin sham. And also ayin the shitu points out that when our gemara stated chatos kedemus la osham and plishum dam nitra al abu kona is the shita is taima amayle koma chatos kedemus la osham shekay miratza kedamin la gabi ilu. And the shita answers veishlema the osham nami miratza chayvi labin, that even though the osham is not miratza on chayvi krisis, but the mice is miratza on chayvi labin, and that's not enough of a chiluk, and that's not enough of a kedusha in order to take precedence. While the chiluk between a korban chatos and a korban oila is that much greater, as aval oila ein miratza ala chayvi asei bilvad. And keep in mind that even though our gemara just stated that a chatos is kedemus la osham, but the gemara will discuss as to which avodis we're referring to. The mishnah continues osham kedem lo toido ve'il nazir and pleishu kachim kachim, that the korban osham comes before the korban toido and the il nazir, as the korban osham is kachim kachim, while the korban toido as well as the il nazir, which is a shlamim, are kachim kalim. The mishnah continues toido ve'il nazir kedem lo shlamim pleishu nechol ligeim echad v'tun lechem. Now although a korban toido and il nazir and a shlamim are all kachim kalim, the korban toido and il nazir takes precedence over the korban shlamim, as the korban toido and il nazir are only eaten for one day. There's also a requirement to bring lechem together with the korban toido, and as we know, we bring 40 lechem with the toido, and we bring 20 lechem with the il nazir. And as the pasuk tells us explicitly in Pashas Nasai, whereas the basar of shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and lechem is not brought with the korban shlamim, and in tesis diu maschol ashem kodem lo tado ve il nazir pleishu kachim kachim, and tesis bothered hodlei koma taimim pleishu meratza. Now why don't we say that the reason why an ashem takes precedence is because an ashem comes to be mechaper, and as we find by the asham meilois and asham gzeilois, and tesis explains mishum de ikah asham nazir asham mitzira in boil lechaper el lahachsher, and tesis continues umiu gabi chatas koma taimim demratza afagav de ikah nami chatas nazir vechatas mitzira de in boil lechaper el lahachsher. If you will explain el alkochol shem chatas meratza hachinami shem asham meratza, and why didn't the gemara give the same teretz? And beishleim, and tesis explains like sogle b'taimim demratza mishum toido va'il nazir mekudoshin de tun lechem kedam b'gemara. Therefore, that would counterbalance the reason of mishum meratza. Therefore, the Mishnah had to explain the reason why a korban osham takes precedence over toido and il nazir is mepeshu kachim kachim. The Mishnah now continues that although korban shlamim and a bechor are both kachim kalim, and they're both nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and they're both not tunin lechem, however, even so, hashlamim koyim l'bechor mepeshu hein tunin matan dalav v'smichu nesachim u'truvas chazei v'shoik, that there are many mitzvahs that apply to a korban shlamim that do not apply to a bechor. The korban shlamim requires rika of shtaim shein arba l'matam b'chut ha-sikra, while a bechor only requires one matana. Korban shlamim also requires smicha as well as nesachim, as well as tufis chazei v'shoik, as opposed to a bechor. Therefore, korban shlamim takes precedence over a bechor, and as Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis states, im shneim oimdim ba'azor li shachet v'li karev. The Mishnah continues, ha-bechor koydin l'maisa m'pnei shekudushasa m'rechem v'necha l'koyinim, that a bechor takes precedence over maisa behema, as number one, a bechor is kudushasa m'rechem, as although there's a din to state ha-reza bechor, but ultimately it's kadosh merechem, whereas maisa behema only becomes kadosh once the owner counts out 10 animals and he states regarding the 10th animal reza maisa. In addition, there's another chumrah b'negeya bechor, that a bechor tam has to be brought as a korban and can only be eaten by zichri kuna. Maisa behema can be eaten by the bailim and can be eaten by a zar. And the Mishnah continues ha-maisa kainal lo'ifas m'pleishu zevach v'yish by kachim kachim. Maisa behema takes precedence over any bird korban. Maisa behema is an animal, and therefore there's a requirement of shechita, and as Rashi states, zvicha sakin, however, ifas are killed through malika. And Rashi continues that why is it that zevach is more chashiv than malika, as v'zvachim chashivim pleishu mitzvasim ruba kol ha-korban is boyim mehen. Mishnah also taught us that there's another chumrah b'negei maisa over ifas, as yesh by kachim kachim domi ve'imurav. And as Rashi explains that there are two parts of a korban maisa behema that go on the mizbeach, is a requirement to place the dam as well as the murim on the mizbeach. Masha'inkim bechatas ha'oif she'in mizbeach el adama. We previously learned that only the blood of the chatas ha'oif goes on the mizbeach, while the entire chatas ha'oif is eaten by a kohenim. And Rashi points out, although this reason only applies to a chatas Oiv and not the Oilus Oiv, as certainly two parts of an Oilus Oiv also go on the Mizbeach, as the Dam of the Oilus Oiv, as well as the entire Oilus Oiv, is hooked on the Mizbeach. However, Rashi explains, Vekivin the Kodmel Chatas Oiv, once we know that Mais Behemoth takes precedence over Chatas Oiv, so Koshkin lo Oilus Oiv, the Chatas Oiv, Kodemus lo Oilus Oiv, Kodikhtani Ozel, because as we will see, that the Chatas Oiv takes precedence over Oilus Oiv, and therefore certainly Mais Behemoth not only takes precedence over the Chatas Oiv, but it also takes precedence over the Oilus Oiv, and I am the Baal Tesis who is bothered, Bahai Taimu Nicha Bedam, Avale Murim Maisa, the Kadmi lo Oilus Oiv, Mai Taimu, the Kulim Milsa Kama, the Koidmin, Kremucha Begmara, Zmucha Chmanagmara, that not only is the Dam Maisa Behemoth Koidmin to the Oilus Oiv, but the Murim of Maisa Behemoth is Koidmin to the Oilus Oiv as well, and Tesis states, Vishema Behemurim Sogi, with Taimu de Menzevach, that it's possible that the first reason that our Mishnah gave, Maisa Behemoth is more Choshev than Oiv, because it's Menzevach, would suffice in order to teach us that the Murim of Maisa Behemoth takes precedence over the Oilus Oiv as well. The Mishnah continues, Oiv is Koidmin Nachas, but Pleshe Mini Domim, Kabonis that brought from birds take precedence over a mincha, as although the dom were malika, the maisa the mini damim, as Rashi states, who mini damim kapurasim ruba, the most of the kaparas that we find are either by kabanis of behemois or by oifais and not by menachais. The Mishnah continues, minchas chayte kaidul minchas adava teishu ba'achait. As we know, there are two types of minchas chayte. Number one, we find the minchas chayte by the karma ilvi yirid in pashas vayikra, benegea tumis miklish vikdashav and shvuas eidus and shvuas bitoi. And number two, we find the minchas chayte by a carbon of a soita, and the Mishnah teaches us that the Minchas Chayte takes precedence over Minchas Nadava, because they come for a chayt, and by the Mincha of the carbon of Il V'Yared, it's coming to Mimchapa on a chayt, by the Mincha of the soita, it's coming to Mimvara a chayt. At this point in the Mishnah, some agurs, Chatas Behemoth, Kodemus, Lailus Behemoth, that although we spoke about the Dam and the Murum of the Chatas Behemoth and the Ilus Behemoth, however, the Mishnah now discusses a case where one has a carbon Chatas and a carbon Ila that are both alive, and there's a question which one to be Shech first, so certainly the Chatas Behemoth comes before the Ilus Behemoth. The Mishnah continues, Chatas Oiv, Koidemus, Lo Ilus Oiv, when someone is bringing a Chatas Oiv and a Ilus Oiv, and as the Torah teaches us, then Lo Sasik Yodai, then he'll bring Shtei Terim, Shtei Bnei Yoina, Chatas Oiv takes precedence over the Ilus Oiv. Number one, even in a case where they're coming to Mimchaper, but the Chatas Oiv and the Ilus Oiv are coming to Mimchaper as a peer, and the Chatas Oiv is not being Mimchaper more than the Ilus Oiv, and in addition, by the Karban Oiv Yerid that is brought by the Yoledes, by a Mitzirah, and by a Zova and Zov, the Chatas and Ilus Oiv are not being brought in order to be mechaper. Even so, the Mishnah teaches us that a chatas oiv takes precedence over oilus oiv, and Rashi explains mikrei nafkalon b'gemara that we will learn the makar in the gemara. And finally, the Mishnah states v'chem b'akdesha. Not only does a chatas oiv take precedence over the oilus oiv when you're bringing the carbon, but it also takes precedence when you be makdish them, and you should be makdish the chatas oiv prior to the oilus oiv. And as Rashi states, k'shu mafresh eskinai kari shem l'chatas tchila. We continue on that peitesa and beis with the gemara, and the gemara begins. How do we know that the Dam Chatas takes precedence over the Dam Oila, whereas the Ivori Oila takes precedence over the Emuri Chatas? The Gemara explains the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the Psukim in Pashas Baal Yisra that are discussing the Chinuch of the Levium, as in Parakhes, beginning with Pasuk Hei, the Psukim state, Vaidava Shem Moshe Lemar, Kachas Levium, Metech Bnei Yisrael, Vatiato Yisam, Vechoy Saslam Lotarim, Hazialea Mechatas, Vavir Sal, Kol Besarim, Vechipsu Begdeim Vitaru, and then the Pasuk tells us which kabbonis we should bring, and the pasuk states v'lochu par ben boko minchosi seilus blul b'shamen u'par sheni ben boko tikach lachatos, and the pasukim continue v'kraftes alavim l'fnei Hashem v'samchu bnei Yisrael sidayim al alavim v'hinef aronis alavim tufel l'fnei Hashem eis bnei Yisrael v'hoyu labidus avidus Hashem, and then the pasuk states v'alavim yisbechu esidayim al reisha parim, that the alavim will place their hands on the top of the two parim v'asei se'echad chatos v'asei ha'ilu l'Hashem l'chapa al alavim, and the Braisa therefore states, why is the pasuk state to pas sheni ben boko tikach lachatos as im bolu lamei chin shnayim, as if the Torah is telling us that there are two parim that the levim bring harik fan nemar a few pasukim later in pasuk yud beis, the pasuk tells us vaseis echad chatos vase echad oila, and therefore we know that there are two parim and one was brought as a chatos and one as an oila, and if so mat hamalima pas sheni ben boko tikach lachatos as sheyachol shli chatos kodemus lachom ayso oila, since in pasuk yud beis the pasuk specifically tells us vaseis echad chatos vase echad oila Hashem, so one would think that all the avodas of the carbon chatas takes precedence over all the avodas of the carbon oila. Talmud loymer pasheni ben boko tikach chatas. So the pasuk tells us that the second pas should be brought as the chatas, and the chatas comes after the oila. The Gemara now is e pasheni. If the Torah would only tell us u pasheni ben boko tikach chatas, yachol tei One may have thought that the Torah is teaching us that all the ma'isim of the oila should come before the chatas, and the oila actually takes precedence over carbon chatas. Therefore, Talmud Leiman v'aseis echad chatas v'esecha oila. So the Torah tells us that the chatas comes before the oila, and if so, the Bryce is bothered. Ha'ketzad, how can we figure out what the Torah means? As on the one hand, it seems that the chatas comes before the oila, on the other hand, it seems that the oila comes before the chatas, and therefore it must be that the Torah is teaching us, in regard to some dinim, the chatas is before the oila, in regard to other dinim, the oila is before the chatas. And as our Mishnah taught us, dama chatas kolim dama oila mepneishu muratza, and a very oila kolim lemuri chatas mepneishu kol leishim. And keep in mind that when our Gemara asks minani mili, so ayin tases the naf tzadik amen aleph that he explains that certainly based on the svara we would understand that the dama chatas should come before the dama oila, and as the Mishnah taught us mepneishu muratza, certainly the actor of the verum the oila should take precedence over the murim the chatas king kol leishim. However, tases explains that our Gemara is bothered that since we have two psukim which are competing with each other, and from each pasuk we're not sure if the entire chatas should come before the oila or the entire oila should come before the chatas. Therefore, we learned that not always does the chatas come before the oila, and not always does the oila come before the chatas. Ayin sham. Keep in mind that although it would seem from our Gemara that benegei the kabbonis of the levim that this was actually the procedure that we would first bring the dam of the chatas and then the dam of the oila, then do the aktaras eivarim of the oila, and then the aktaras eimurim of the chatas. However, this is not actually correct. Really, the carbon chatas was completely brought prior to the carbon oila. We are just learning from these psukim that if there would be a case where a carbon chatas was nishchat and a carbon oila was also nishchat, and now we have the dam of the chatas and the dam of oila in front of us, so the dam chatas comes before the oila. And similarly, if the shchita and the actual matanais of both the chatas and the oila were done, and now we have the ivarim and the emurim of the oila and chatas in front of us, so the Braisa teaches us that the oila would take precedence over the chatas. And our Gemara now continues that even though we just stated the dam chatas should take precedence over the dam oila, but the reason we gave is because it's miratza, and we know that the only dam that's miratza and is mechaper is only the first matana sadam. And if so, the Gemara is v'amai matana kamais to the mechaper tiktam v'hanachloi. And l'chayre, the only matana that should take precedence is only the first matana by the korban chatas. Any other matana should not take precedence over the oila. And as Rashi brings, matana kamais to the chatas mechapra v'shom mechaper b'dida k'damar in perak be'shamai. And as we learned daf lamed ches v'chipa avol b'shalei nosan ala achas, the Gemara brings two terutzim. As number one, Amar Avina, Hacha b'chatas alavim eskinon, that the psukim that we're discussing are referring to the chatas alavim, which are not actually being brought in order to be mechapa nachet, and the afagav dechi oiladami, and even though this chatas is actually similar to a regular oila, as they're both not really coming to be mechapa, ka'am rachmona hi tiktaim, and even so, the Torah teaches us that the matanas hadam of the korban chatas of the levim takes precedence over the zrikas hadam of the oila of the levim, and if so, must be mishum the shem chatas koydim lo'ila v'hu adin l'gimel matana shem chatas. Therefore, the same applies to the last three matanas of a regular korban chatas, that even though it's not going to be a mechaper, but the ma'aseh the shem chatas takes precedence over the shem oila. The Gemara continues with the second teretz, merava amri, that in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they stated, hoil v'hiskel matanas goymer, in the chanami, the only makor that we have is that the first matana of the korban chatas, which is mechaper, should take precedence over the korban oila. Once the kohen starts doing the matana for the korban chatas, then he will complete all the matanas of the korban chatas, even though those matanas are not mechaper. And Tezis diba maskel hocha b'chatas alavim eskinon, and Tezis is bothered that since the chatas alavim is not miratza, why did Bryce state haketza dam chatas kolim dam oilam and pleishim ratza? And Tezis points out v'had the kolim and pleishim ratza b'chatas the alma, that's referring to chatas the alma. And Ayin Deshitu points out when the pasuk states v'aseis echad chatas v'aseichad oila, so we know it's referring to asiyah sedam, and as he states, "Tichsev asiyah sechad chatas and v'asiyah dam mashma ayin shom." The Gemara now continues, "Yibaylu that we had the following shayla: Dam chatas ve'yivur oila is men koydem. Dam chatas koydem pleishim ratza. Oydilma yivur oila koydem pleishim kol leishim." Although our Mishnah specifically taught us that dam chatas comes before dam oila, and the aktara of the yivurim the oila take precedence over the murim of the chatas. However, we have a shayla as to what the order of preference would be if we have the dam of the chatas together with the ivarim of the oila, and would we say that the dam chatas takes precedence since it's muratza, or would we say that the ivarim oila takes precedence because that kol leishim, each one has an element of kedusha that the other one doesn't have? The Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya to either tzad, and ultimately the Gemara will not be able to bring a raya to either tzad. And as the Gemara continues, tashma that we learned in a brisa dam chatas kedem dam oila, and it will be mashma dam oilu the kodim leivarim oila le kodim, and it's mashma dam chatas Shabbos only takes precedence over the Dama Ilah, but it would not take precedence over the Ivarim of the Ilah. However, the Gemara responds, Adrabim Misefa, Ivar Ilah, Kaidim Lemuri Chatas, and it's Mashmal Lemuri Chatas to the Kodim, Dam Chatas Le Kodim. And from the Sefa, we would be able to bring a Diak, Pungfakard, as the Sefa teaches us, the Ivar Ilah take precedence over the Imurim of the Chatas, and we would be able to bring Diak that the Ivarim of the Ilah only take precedence over the Imurim Chatas, but not over the Dam of the Chatas. And the Gemara states, Al Mihal, Lakla Mishma Minah, that in the Chanami, from this point of the Mishnah, we cannot bring a Raya to either Tzad of Ashayla, and therefore the Kohen could do either one, and neither one would take precedence over the other. The Gemara now continues with the reverse Shayla, as Yibayluhu Dam Ulu Veimur Chatas, Ezeman Koidem, if a Kohen has Dam Ulu in front of him, and he also has a Mur Chatas, then which one takes precedence? And do we say Dam Ulu Kodem, the Kasim Kaya Kolol? Do we say that although the Dam Ulu is not Mechaper, but ultimately it's coming from something that will be Kolol, and therefore maybe it takes precedence over the Emurim of the Chatas, which is not Kolol? Or Yidilma, or we say Emurim Chatas Koidman, the Kasim Kaya Mechaper, that Emurim Chatas would take precedence over the Dam of the Ulu, as although the Emurim of the Chatas are not Kolol, the Mice is coming from something that is Mechaper, and therefore it would take precedence over the Dam of the Ulu, which is not a Mechaper. The Gemara continues Tashmar, and once again the Gemara will try to bring Raya from the same case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Dam Chatas Kalim Dam Ulu, and it's Mashma Dam Chatas who the Kalim Dam Ulu, that is only the Dam Chatas that takes precedence over the Dam Ulu, but the Emurim Chatas would not take precedence over the Dam Ulu, and we would have a Raya to the first side of a Shaila. However, the Gemara states, Ad Rabba Misefa, that from the Sefa we would actually see a Raya Pumfakard, as the Sefa states, Evar Ulu Kalim Emurim Chatas, and it would be Mashma Evar Ulu who the Kalim Emurim Chatas, Avo Dam Ulu Loi, that the Sefa states that the Evarim of the Ulu will take precedence over the Emurim Chatas, and it's Mashma that's only the Evarim Ulu that takes precedence over the Emurim Chatas. However, the Dam Ulu doesn't take precedence over the Emurim Chatas, and the Emurim Chatas would take precedence over the Dam Ulu, like the second side of our Shaila. And once again, the Gemara states, El Mehal, Lekal Mishma Minah, in the Chanami, we can't bring a Raya to either Tzad from our Mishnah, and therefore neither takes precedence over the other, and the Kohen can choose either to do the Zrika of the Dam Ulu first, or to do the Aktar of the Emurim Chatas first. Nine Rashi and the Bachas Gerius, that the Diba Maschal should be the Kasi Mikhail Kol, and Rashi states, Emurim Chatas Loi Mechapri, Shein Kapar El Bedam, and Dam Ulu Lav Kolulu, the Ein Kol El Beishim, Al Mikhail Kol Kasi, Sheivarim Yu Kol, Ein Shom, and Ein Tesis Diba Maschal Dam Ulu Veimurim Chatas Ezeman Koidim, and even though it seemed that we had the same Shaila previously, however, Zok Tesis Loi Dam Ulu Bayin Dalel, the Mayer Bemachapa Vakol Gufayu, Vachayu Boisi Shabob Mikhail Kol, Mikhail Mechapar, and keep in mind that when our Gemara stated, El Mihal Lekal Mishmin Minah, we explained that the Gemara is actually stating that we can't bring a riot to either side, therefore the Kohen could choose either one, and neither one takes precedence over the other. However, I in the Gilin HaShas from Rabbi Kvega, where Rabbi Kvega certainly learned that the Gemara is just stating that we still have the suffix and we're not pushing the Shaila, and therefore Rabbi Kvega asked, Tamuli, Dilma Shneim Shavim, V'yachla Haktim L'mishi Yitza, V'ein Adyukim Seisim HaDodi, V'tzarech Iyon. And our Gemara now continues, Yibaylu, we had the following Shaila, that even though our Mishnah taught us, the Dam Chatas is Kodemes L'dam Ila, and we also learned that the Chatas is Kodem L'Osham. However, our Gemara now is a Shaila, Dam Ila V'dam Osham, Ezem and Kodem. If we have Dam Ila and Dam Osham, which one takes precedence? And the Gemara explains the Shaila, Dam Ila Kodem, the Kaasim Mikoyach Kolol, the do we say the Dam Ila comes first, as the Maisa comes Mikoyach, the Evorim of the Ila, which are Kolol. And the Gemara brings a second side, and as Rashi is Gurus, Oidilma Dam Osham Kodem, the Mechaper, or do we say the Dam Osham comes before the Dam Ila, as the Dam Osham is Mechaper on Chaybi Lavin, and Ein Adi Rishayim that Gurus, Oidilma Dam Osham Kodem, the Kaasim Mikoyach Mechaper, and Ein Mephoshim that are bothered, that why would the Gemara have the Shaila if we already learned in our Mishnah that Dam Chatas is Kodem and Dam Ila, as Dam Chatas is Mechaper, and if so, certainly since the Dam Osham is Mechaper, so certainly it should take precedence over the Dam Ila, Ayin Shom. However, the Gemara continues, Tashmad, I'll bring you right from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah states, Dam Chatas Kodem and Dam Ila, and it's Mashmar that Dam Chatas is prior to the Ila, because it has a major Kapara that's even Mechaper on Chavik Risais, and it will be Mashmar of Dam Osham Loi, that since the Dam Osham is not Mechaper on Chavik Risais, and it's only Mechaper on Chavik Lavin, that would not be enough of a reason that it should take precedence over the Dama Ila. However, the Gemara explains that this is not a Raya as Loi, Bedinu di Boilu Misti Dam Osham, that really the Mishnah could have stated, Dam Osham is Kodem Dam Ila, but I did the Boilu Misti Sefer, and since in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we have to specifically state that a very Ila, a Kodem Lemuri Chatas, the Itani Lemuri Osham, as as if we would say they very oila a kidding lay muri osham, have a mean lay muri osham who decadmi, lay muri chatis lay cadmi, and then we would think that they very oila only take precedence over the muri osham, but not over the muri chatas. And as Rashi states, the chatas chamurim osham kidiktonim masisin, and as we previously saw in the Mishnah, the chatas is kidemus osham and plisha dominito dal kronos valley aside, and mishum hochi tana chatas, and therefore in the ratio of the Mishnah, even though it certainly would have been a bigger chiddush to teach us that the Dama Osham is Kailun Dama Ila, however, the Mishnah still spoke about the Dam Chatas, and the Mishnah stated Dam Chatas Kailun Dama Ila, but in the Chinami, Dam Osham is also Kailun Dama Ila, and the Gemara continues Tashma, let us bring a raya for the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah told us Chatas Kailun Osham, and it's Mashma Chatas Hu Dekod Melayla Osham, that it's only a Chatas that takes precedence over an Osham, and it'll be Mashma Alva Ila Loi, that a carbon Ila doesn't take precedence over a carbon Osham, and my La Dam, and this part of the Mishnah seems to be talking about the Dam Chatas and the Dam Osham, and therefore we have a raya that the Dam Osham takes precedence over the Dam Ila, as if the Dam Ila takes precedence over the Dam Osham. The Mishnah should have told us that the Dam Ila is Kodemus the Dam Osham, and certainly we would know that the Dam Chatas comes prior to the Dam Ila, and the order would be Dam Chatas, then the Dam Ila, and then the Dam Osham. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, I am Urim, that this part of the Mishnah is not discussing the Dam Chatas and the Dam Osham, and is discussing the Emurim of the Chatas and the Emurim of the Osham. In the Chinami, the Mishnah is teaching us that although the Emurim of the Ila come before the Emurim of the Chatas, but the Emurim of the Chatas and certainly the Emurim of the Ila takes precedence over the Emurim of the Osham. When the Mishnah mentions Chatas Kodemus L'Osham, is not referring to Dam Chatas and Dam Osham at all. And the Gemara explains, De Kinami, and I'll bring you right, it is correct, based on the Lashon Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, Chatas Kodemus L'Osham, Mepleisha Dama Nitin L'Dal Kronos V'Ali Yisayid. If the Mishnah was already speaking about the Dam, the Mishnah should have simply stated, Mepre Shehi Nitin L'Dal Kronos V'Ali Yisayid. And since the Mishnah stated, Mepre Shehi Dama Nitin L'Dal Kronos V'Ali Yisayid, so it's mashma that the Mishnah is actually talking about the Emurim of the Chatas and the Osham. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that the Emurim of the Chatas take precedence over the Emurim of the Osham. And the reason is because the Dam of the Chatas is Nitin on Dal Kronos and on the Yisayid, Masha Ein Kein the Osham, as we explained. And the Gemara states, Shema Minor, and Ein Chinami, this is a good raya, and it's muchach that the Mishnah is talking about the Evarim of the Chatas and the Evarim of the Osham, and not referring to the Dama Chatas and Dama Osham at all, and therefore we can't bring a raya from this Mishnah as to our Shaila if Dama Osham is Kedem with Dama Ila, or if Dama Ila is Kedem with Dama Osham. And the Gemara continues that our Mishnah stated Chatas Kedemus L'Osham, Mepleisha Dama Nita L'Dal Kronis V'Ali Yisayid. The Gemara is bothered, Adirabba Osham Kodim, that Osham should take precedence, Shekin Yesh L'Kitzvah, as we find a Chumrah of Osham over Chatas, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisimu Mal V'Chota B'Shkogo Mikotche Hashem, Behevias Hashem El Hashem, Ayil Tom Minatzoyim Be'echo Kesef Shkolim B'Shekel HaKadosh L'Hashem. And since we find that a Korban Hashem has a shear and is a requirement to pay at least 2 shekel for a Korban Hashem, so that's a Chumrah over a Chatas, as the value of a Korban Chatas can even be a Kolshu, and if so, possibly a Korban Hashem should take precedence over a Korban Chatas. And however, the Gemara explains, Afilu Hachi, Ribudim is Be'ech Odev, and the fact that the Dam of a Korban Chatas is placed on Dal Kronos, that is a greater reason that it should take precedence over the Korban Osham. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated Osham Kodim L'Toido Ve'il Nozim Pleishu Kotche Kotchim, and the Gemara is Adirabo HaToido Ve'il Nozim Kodbi Shekein Tunin Lechem, that why don't we say that Toido and Il Nozim should take precedence as is a requirement to bring Lechem, and there is no requirement to bring Lechem by a Korban Osham. However, the Gemara answers Afil Hachi Kotche Kotchim Adifi, that the Chumra of Kotche Kotchim is stronger, and therefore an Osham takes precedence over the Korban Toido and the Il Nozim, which are both kachim kalim. The Gemara continues that our Mishnah stated toid ve'il nozer kaidim l'shlomim mepleishe nechon liyem echad betunel lechem. The Gemara is bothered. Adirab shlomim kadmish kin yeshdan betziba kibyachid. And l'chayr shlomim should take precedence over a carbon toida and a carbon il nozer, as a carbon shlomim can be brought betzibar. And as Rashi brings down that this refers to the kifsei atzeres and the kvasim that were brought on shvuas were brought by the tzibar, and therefore maybe that should take precedence over the toida and il nozer. And the Gemara answers afidul hachi nechon that since the carbon toida and the il nazir are only eaten for 1 day, so therefore they take precedence over the shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days and 1 night. The Gemara continues that in Mishnah we learned that the Osham is kodem with toida ve'il nazir, and the toida and il nazir are kodem with the shlamim, but the Mishnah did not teach us if the toida would take precedence over an il nazir, or the il nazir would take precedence over the toida. And therefore our Gemara continues, Ibailu toida ve'il nazir ezemen kodem. Do we say toida kodbish kintun adalamin lechem, and would we say that toida takes precedence as his requirement for 4 different types of lechem, and his requirement requirement for 40 lechem, while there's only a requirement for two types of lechem by the il nazir and only 20 lechem, oiduma, or would you say il nazir koidim, that il nazir would take precedence over carbon toidah, shken yesh imoidam machirim, because as we know, when a nazir completes his nazir's period, he brings a kevasech lo'ilah and a kivsa achas l'chatas and a il echad l'shlamim, and since the nazir will bring many kabanais, so therefore the il nazir would take precedence over the toidah, and the Gemara continues tashma, and the Gemara will now bring a raya from a brisa that explicitly tells us that the carbon toidah takes precedence over the il nazir. This brisa is talking about the toidah in il nazir, and the brisa states zukay demes lazu, that the toidah takes precedence over the il nazir, shezu tuna dalim min alechem vizu inatuna elishtem min alechem. Clearly, the toidah takes precedence over the il nazir. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated hashlam kaim lemuchar mepleishay intuna matan dal v'smicha v'nesachem v'tzuvas chazei v'shoyik. And the Gemara is adirabba b'chor koidim, that b'chor should take precedence over the shlamim, shekin kedush asim merechem v'nechal koidim, while shlamim is not kadosh merechem and it could be eaten by nazarim as well. However, the Gemara explains that certainly since the shlamim has so many extra mitzvahs, therefore it takes precedence over a b'chor. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated b'chor koidim l'maisa p'nei shekedush asim merechem v'nechal koidim, and the Gemara asked adirabba maisa koidim, that maisa should take precedence over b'chor, came mekadosh l'fanav v'la'achav. As we find that there's a great kedusha b'negei ma'isa behema, as we know that if an owner is counting out his animals and he gets up to number 9, and instead of staying number 9, he actually states that it's number 10, and then in order to fix it, so when number 10 came out, he wanted to fix this up, and therefore he said that this is number 9, and then when number 11 came out, once again he got confused, as since he called number 10 number 9, so now he called number 11 number 10, and the Mishnah Masechtas Becharis teaches us, kar l'chi asiri l'asiri chi l'achad osa asiri, shloshta mekudoshin, then all three are considered ma'isa behema, and as Rashi points out, v'alfinu b'b'chayrus mikrai, and if so, maybe ma'isa behema should take precedence over b'chor, where this is not the halacha. However, the Gemara responds, afilu hachi kedusha merechem adifa, and therefore b'chor takes precedence over ma'isa behema. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, ha'ma'isa kainim lo'ifais, mepleishu zevach v'yesh b'kotchi kotchim, domoi ve'imurav. The Gemara is bothered, adirabba o'ifais kodmish ken kotchi kotchim, that o'ifais should take precedence over ma'isa behema, as ma'isa behema is kotchim kalim, and o'ifais are kotchi kotchim. However, the Gemara responds, afilu hachi min zevach odif, and we will stop over here.